In the words of Sheryl Crow, I think a change would do you good. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Awesome. Well, anyway, welcome to episode 71 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular couple with you on a journey, because can't change that. A regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life.
Did you get a lot of, was there a lot of commentary?
Yeah, so we don't have a bottle, which will become apparent why soon. There was a lot of commentary.
On the what did we have last time? Quest?
I said, no. There's no we in this. you shunned me.
We are together in this.
No. You shunned me immediately with Quest.
Quest,
and
yeah.
No, Quest was not well met.
Was
I don't understand. Johnny Quest was fantastic.
Love Johnny Quest, but it was, yeah, no. Yeah.
So there's other things that we could, I thought about maybe like.
We should try something new, like every week maybe, until we find something that doesn't make me go,
This week I was going to say on a magic carpet ride with you. would that be okay?
That would work.
Safari.
Safari, yeah.
There's a lot of. A
lot of words.
A lot of synonyms.
I know. So we could keep trying for something new. It's just Quest was not going to cut it. It wasn't.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm pretty fragile, you know. Or at least you would think so by the blogs that I wrote for a while.
Tough love.
Tough love. Well, we could try a different journey synonym every week, but I think we're going to skip that.
You're going to skip it? Okay.
But you never
journey
know.
Journey songs
a trek?
Every week? A trek? Trek. No. I don't like that one either. Maybe it's because we've had Journey for 69 episodes. It's hard to go away from it. You know me, I don't like change.
I don't think I had this right away, though. I think this was something that I kind of came up with a few episodes in, I feel.
Oh.
And may have missed it at times also.
No, I think you
as a professional.
You're self-aware.
It is tough.
Yeah.
Excursion? No.
No. Not excursion. That doesn't work either.
No.
No.
I like Safari quite a bit. I think that's pretty good.
Welcome to jungle.
So,
yes,
you've got fans out there.
I do,
as you know.
I have a few.
Well, some people.
Yes,
Braden, talking to you. Call it the Gretchen Show.
It's true. That's true.
And now you're getting views from the couch request.
Oh boy.
Yeah, So we heard from Heather. Former guest, Heather Bozovic.
Yes, yes.
And Heather asked for some Real Housewives NYC love.
Oh, okay. Yep,
so,
I didn't get to that. I do have some NYC updates. I do have an NYC update, yes.
So you have to include that in this week's Views from the Couch.
I was not going to, but I can. Yes, yes.
I think you should. It's
okay.
It's a
request. I gotta, like, you
it's
know.
Like you're the piano. It's like you're at the piano in the bar, or you're like the DJ.
Yeah.
And now you're getting requests. How can you say no?
I can't.
And Heather was nice enough to come on the air.
Exactly. No, I got, and I have. NYC.
She
got
puts
it.
Up with Rob.
She does. That alone. Poof. Okay.
All right. So I think that. Let's just jump into it. Let's jump into a little Views from the Couch.
Views from the Couch. Okay, so for Heather, I do have a little Housewives New York update. So this is like a few weeks of it. So Dorinda has this house in the Berkshire in New York. I guess that would be upstate. Is that, I guess it would be upstate, would be my
Isn't
guess.
Everything upstate?
Yeah, everything seems to be upstate. It's a beautiful house, like huge house. And so she always has everyone out there every season, every year around Christmas time. And she, you think I decorate for Christmas? Whoa. Like she decorates for Christmas. So, and it's always a hot mess when everyone goes up there. There's always fights. Things get broken. It's never good. Never ends well. This year, she decided to do a trip around Halloween. And she's like, if you thought the house was pretty at Christmas, just wait till you see Halloween. And she, I mean, it's just like craziness, the amount of decoration she has. So anyway, it's like, so she invites all the ladies up there. And Luann shows up. And she just like, there's this one room in her house. And her house is beautifully decorated. But there's this one room that's a little questionable. It's got these green walls and this giant... What's the fish with the, it's not a, with the point, it's like a marlin. I want to say it's a marlin. Stuff like, you know, marlin on the wall that was caught by somebody. So it's like not fake. It's a real one and stuff. But
I'm not sure that's better.
It's, they call it the fish room because there's other fish on the wall. It's not the best room. I mean, it's just, it really isn't.
You know, my warped mind went to Pink Floyd.
Where?
Another fish on the wall.
True. So it's not the best room, but, you know, there's everyone, you know, has a room. And so she's like, oh, Dorinda thinks it's a great room. Like, she thinks it's awesome. So she's like, Luann, you can be in there. And like, Luann throws a hissy fit. I'm not staying in the fish room. I'm not, like, absolute hissy fit.
Does she think it smells like fish?
No. She, to her defense, last year at the Berkshire, so Luann has been battling alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And when she was last time there, she had a bad episode there and it all went down in the fish room. No one really was like, oh, like Dorinda didn't make that a, you know, connection. So she's like, oh, I'll move you around. But it was just like Luann like uses it as like an excuse to get like people to be like extra like, well, you know, I'm an alcoholic. So you had to like bend over backwards for me, which is like, really? I mean, very sympathetic to people with that disease. I mean, that's horrible. But, like, the way Luann was just using it was just too much. So, Dorinda, like, scheduled a massage therapist to come in for her, a yoga instructor, like, all this, like, bending over backwards for her. And it was just unreal. It was so ungrateful, I felt. Because, I mean, this woman's, like, opening your house up to you. And you're staying in this beautiful house. She's making, you know, planning all this stuff. And then you're going to be ungrateful. So that was like last week, I want to say. That's my notes for it. And then like they all went, but they actually survived the Berkshires without really, oh, that's not true. Sonia kind of had a meltdown too. So I guess they didn't survive the Berkshires without a major meltdown. So.
Well, I'm sure the producers had to help.
It would have been boring.
Hey,
remember
we have
when
nothing
this,
to air.
Remember this happened? So yeah, so that was my New York update that I had for them. So there you go. I was going to talk about Seeking Sister Wives. So that came to an end.
Like forever?
Just the season. Just the season. And they had the last episode was about this woman. I talked about her, how this couple, they found a sister wife and they all moved to California together. And, you know, they seemed to be like getting really great and everything was going well. So they had the wedding, you know, or union ceremony, because actually like the original couple is not even married. So like there's no marriage at all. I'm sorry. There's no
legal marriage
at all. So, but they have kids. So do you adopt? Like do you have to adopt? Like how does that, I guess like he's the father. So, I mean, it's
I don't understand the question.
Yeah,
people
I don't
have
know.
Kids
I know they
not
have,
being married all
yeah,
the time.
I guess, but like, I don't know. Like, does the other wife now try to be? I don't know. It was very. It's interesting to me. Usually one couple is usually married, at least in the ones that we've seen. But for this couple, no one was married. So they had this big old wedding, and it was a beautiful wedding. It was a little off the beaten path, but you know, hey, that's to each their own. It's their culture and stuff. But like the family was just, you could tell like. They weren't really into it, but by the end, they seemed to everyone accept it, and it was like a nice family moment. Cut to the reunion. The woman left him. She's on there. Like, she was all in at the reunion. Then they had this, like, they go to, like, the black screen and said, she left him. Like, she moves to California, has this wedding. Now it's like, okay,
well people break up all the time.
I know, but... I don't know. She really seemed
just
like
just because
she was
it's
in.
On TV.
It's like, well, there was a part of it where they were like, one like her sister was saying, I don't know if she's just doing this to be on TV. And it's like, oh, I really hope not. I really hope that. I mean, she put herself through a lot. Like, I mean, she had changed her whole diet, gave up meat, gave up alcohol, did this whole ritual thing with the, it just, like, she did a lot. So it seems like, I just think maybe that just, she decided it wasn't, they didn't go into it. I bet next season they will. And then I just felt bad for this other couple. It's a husband and two wives. They're just trying to find the third wife, and they just seem to keep getting catfished. And I just feel bad for them because they seem like a generally nice couple and sweet.
Wait,
and they just
are there three of them?
There's three of them.
So that's not a couple. Couple is two.
Two.
Thruple?
I know, but like they're thruple. I don't know. They're considered one. I don't know.
But it's not a couple.
It's not a couple. I know. So it wouldn't be a thruple.
Why isn't it not a thruple? There's three of them.
Is that a word? I don't think it's a word. So, but I just felt bad for him because like they had the woman that like she faked her own death to get away from these people. And then she's like,
I'm sorry. Like, I'm lost.
So they met a woman online.
Okay.
She was from Niagara Falls.
Okay.
They fly to Niagara to meet her.
Which
in
side?
Person.
Canadian or American?
Pretty sure it was American.
Okay.
Fly out there to meet her. And
lovely Buffalo.
Had a good time. And then like in the middle of the date, she got a call and had to leave the date immediately. They get back to, I forget where they're from, and they get a text from her brother, quote unquote brother, saying that she's in the hospital with an emergency appendectomy. Then a couple days later, they get a text from her sister saying that she died.
Okay.
And then she posted something. And then the woman that supposedly died posted on Instagram and didn't block them so like they could see it.
Ghostagram.
And so then like she's on the reunion. Like she shows up on the reunion. Like they get her to come on the show. And it's like, I mean, she's just a hot mess.
Did she walk in saying you got punked?
Well, she was via Skype. And, oh, she was saying that she was pregnant, and that's why she didn't want to, you know, she didn't know how to tell them that she was pregnant. She didn't know she was pregnant when they met her, and they're like, well, where's the baby? They're like, well, I don't want my baby to be on TV, and it's like, was it really a baby? You know, it was just...
I got to be honest. I'm not surprised that if you're looking...
Right.
That
you're so nice. Like
they're
so nice. You just like
I'm not even judging the lifestyle. I'm just saying that I could see how it attracts the crazy.
It does. It does.
Right?
And this thruple, these three people seem to attract all the crazy because it's not they've been on. I've watched two seasons, and both seasons they've been catfished. So now it's like, well, do you even try?
Well, is it really them? Is it them at that point? It might be.
I feel like, you know, people are just trying and they're just too open and trusting. Hmm. So.
Well, I think that the more important stuff really is outside reality. So.
But it's outside reality?
Well, no, I'm saying Endgame.
Endgames. Oh, that's not real?
Game of Thrones.
What do you mean that's not real? What? What's going on here?
I mean, between Endgame and Game of Thrones.
It was an epic weekend for us.
It was a pretty good.
It was an epic weekend. We got to see our Game of Thrones, End Games. Like, you know, I bought the tickets as soon as they went on sale at 6 a.m. I was one of those people.
We went for sushi.
We went for sushi beforehand. Made sure everyone went to the bathroom before the movie started.
I just didn't drink a lot.
I was afraid. You're just dehydrated.
And then I put a ton of salt on some popcorn.
Oh, yeah, because I got like one bite of it. I was like, oh.
I'm like, that'll dry it up. I didn't want to have to get up.
No, you couldn't. I wouldn't let you.
But the take on that movie, $1.2 billion in the first like opening worldwide.
Yeah.
We weren't alone in going to see Endgame.
No, we weren't. Our friend Taryn saw it twice within 2 days.
Well, poor Daniel is
I know.
telling me that he had to avoid spoilers.
Like, has he seen it yet?
I haven't talked to him yet tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
To see if he was going to go. Because, like, his friends went, but they went to a late show.
Oh.
And so he didn't want to go because it was late.
Oh.
So well, I felt for the kid. I'm like, you need to go.
Bad.
I'm like,
yes.
It's kind of abuse.
Well, if he was coming, you know, if he could come and I would take him, like, I'm pretty sure Mikhail would sit through it. I don't think it was that violent of a movie.
Well,
I mean, there's obviously fight scenes and stuff like that, but like there's not a lot of there's not a lot of blood and gore in the movie, I want to say.
Well, I think we're there was way less action than I kind of expected.
Yeah.
And without, it's not a spoiler.
No.
But I think because of that, I'm not sure Michaela would sit through it.
True. She does like the action.
I know. But it's been pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
mean, and then we had Game of Thrones.
Which we can't talk about that either.
I did read, this is not a spoiler, I did read that, so if you haven't watched it yet, some of the online stuff saying that you should watch it in a dark room because it is dark, like it's a dark episode, and if you have any light on in the room, that can impede, you know, what
it was difficult. The
it
other
was,
night.
Yeah. I'm like, so now I kind of want to go back and rewatch it with the lights off.
See, you like lights on. Like, you turn on all the lights.
Right.
I never hardly turn on lights.
Yeah.
I leave them off.
Yeah.
And so, like, I was thinking about it as we were watching.
Yeah.
Like, should I just get up and turn them off or?
Well, the week before, we turned off some of the lights. And I was going to do it this time, and then I just didn't. And then we were too far in, and I just couldn't stop. Like, I couldn't stop, so. I couldn't hit the pause button to turn off the lights. But yeah, I kind of want to, even though I've read like every blog out there about it that dissected every scene. I've never done that for the show before, but this time, I don't know, there was just something about it. I felt like I missed something. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything because it was an awesome movie. It was awesome. It was like a movie. I mean, it was
feature length. It could be nominated for an Academy Award.
There you go.
It was feature length.
So
how's the training?
When was I on the treadmill last?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Honestly, I don't know. Work has gotten insane. Your work is, you know, we have to figure out a new balance for us, and which I'm sure we'll get to in this episode. But I don't feel like I've been on the treadmill for a lot recently. Just because of excuses like that. And I said that I'm going to try and go during lunchtime again, you know, because your mornings are going to get very crazy. You need to get your running in and get to work, whereas I work from home. And so I think I'm supposed to get a lunch hour. So there's no excuse for me not to just do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, and I'm traveling now.
All right.
In a week.
Nah, a little more than a week, right?
Week and a half? I don't know. I leave the 14th, whenever that is.
Yeah, it's the 1st, so 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It feels later. I think I'm wishing it to be later.
Yeah. Have you talked to Andy about your plan?
No. I don't. Maybe Andy's not listening to us anymore. I don't know. I thought for sure he was going to reach out to me. Now I got to reach out to him. I will. It was on my list, though.
That is the normal way that the athlete-coach relationship works.
That's how it works out. I did think about it, though, earlier this week. I'm like, oh, I should probably, you know, reach out to him and say, hey, when is the least I can start running?
I booked a call with him this week.
Oh, did you?
To debrief and talk about a few things. So
okay.
I can prompt him if you
No, really I'll do it. I'll do it. You know, isn't there, you know, coach, trainee, confidentiality, you know?
I know that he is going to write a plan. Right?
Yeah. On the treadmill, not as much. But it's getting nicer out, so I do want to get outside again if it ever starts raining here. And but then I miss my Grace and Frankie show.
Is it done now?
It's not done yet. I just haven't been on the treadmill, so I can't watch it.
Oh, okay.
I won't watch it. But I have been watching Parenthood. I'm on season 3 of Parenthood now. It's really good.
I tried watching a few like of the new Netflix originals.
Oh yeah?
No.
Not so much?
Yeah. We'll talk about them off air.
In case we ever get a Netflix sponsorship.
Well, yeah. Something like that.
So how's your training?
It's been up and down. If anybody follows the blog,
yes,
they've been able to see that I've been trying to figure things out, right? I think that's the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this understanding that what I'm going through, putting a label on it, like depression, right, has been difficult. Oftentimes, and my training has just kind of suffered. I did not have a good month of April overall. And so I've kind of been trying to work through that in my writing, and you know, it's connected, I think, with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to
I think so, for
be
sure.
Okay with being okay, trying to, you know, my last last week was The Road to Nowhere.
Right.
And, you know, there was a lot of response to that one. Actually, last few,
mm-hmm.
there's been quite a bit of response to it in terms of people connecting with me or some discussion on Facebook.
Right.
Or people connecting to it, even on other social media, reaching out to me individually, which mm-hmm. has been nice. And I think that there's a lot going on in terms of it's not easy for men. And I'm not saying it's easy for women, but I think that there's
a stigma,
a bigger social stigma on yeah. men who talk about this stuff.
Right.
And there's been a lot of over the years and even recently where people are just like, well, just choose to be happy. Just fix it. Right. Like, suck it up kind of thing. And
right.
people connect to the people who understand that there's issues and either go through things themselves, can understand that that's just not great advice. Like,
no?
it's just not.
All right, I'll stop saying it to you then.
And I have one person, even after these last couple, reach out and basically be like, look, like, it's you're making a choice. And I'm like, no, you don't get it. And I respect this person.
Right.
I think they listen. In the end, though, look, I don't want to be sad for no reason. Like, ridiculously upset.
Right.
Inside. I don't want inner turmoil and anxiety and all the things that kind of go with it. I don't want to be angry for nothing, right? Which is part of the symptoms that manifest with this for me. I don't want it. So if anybody thinks that I can make a choice,
right,
I would. Let's just be honest about it, right?
Right.
I would make a choice. That said, there are other aspects of life that I do have choices in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really have been trying to work towards. And trying not to look at things like it's a, everything is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's hard to work through because inside, everything does feel like it's a big deal. And you can't always talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've talked about therapy. I've been in it before. I've been using some apps to
right.
try to help, you know, quell some of these issues as I contemplate who to go to. The person that I'd like to talk to isn't here anymore. I can't go in person.
Right.
So, and over the phone just
maybe
was
not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't something that I wanted to pursue. I mean, I could just use an app then potentially. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
So I'm trying to work through all that stuff and it's not been simple and it's impacted all aspects of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that I've used the foundation that is what I have to go through on a day-to-day basis. I've used that as a foundation to build a house of excuses on top. And it's a pretty solid foundation. So it's really tough to get those excuses to tumble down. So that's what
You've
I've been
built them very strong. lot of cement in there.
There is. So what I'm trying to separate, and it's not an easy thing to do, what I'm trying to separate are reasons and excuses, which we kind of talked about
last
episode.
Yep.
And I've realized now that I've got to make a change. Now. Like, right now. Because I don't feel good
yeah.
at all. So I started, you know, I wrote a blog about a May reset.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't, usually we don't cross over a lot of the blog writing and the episodes because I don't know, why would you just read on the air, I guess,
right.
for me.
Yeah.
I understand why people do.
Yeah.
And it's super informative, right? But, you know, the fact is I've gotten into a lot of bad habits. So we're going to kind of delve into what I talked about in that
mm-hmm.
blog and what I'm going to do about it. And it's the way that I put it is it's disheartening to look at a gentle slope and see a mountain. And what I mean by that is every day there's a gentle slope, uphill slope, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that right now as Mount Everest when it's really just, you know, the 50 feet that our street climbs at the end, right?
Right.
I need to figure out why everything is is so arduous. It's disheartening to wake up that way every day.
Right.
But that's the way that it's been. And it's easier to kind of lay around, sit on the couch, not do the activity, let the bad habits come back, eat what you want.
Right.
So I did. Yeah. All of it.
Yep.
How I didn't gain a ton of weight back, I am not sure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm at a set point. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I gained a couple of pounds, right, but
nothing
ridiculous.
Nothing significant?
Nope. So I thought that the weight loss challenge, the 120-day weight loss challenge we put together, would kind of be that spark. And it was at the very beginning.
Yeah.
And then I just lost it.
Yeah.
And I need something that's going to help me battle what I go through on a day-to-day basis. I call them demons because I really feel they are. So what am I going to do to get more focused and more measurable is kind of the way that I looked at it. So I came up with a 6-point plan.
Oh, yeah?
I could tell you've read.
last night you sent it. You posted it last night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So no processed food. We've been talking about this. I think that you are much closer to being able to do this than me.
I really don't eat a lot of processed food. I can't.
It's been the opposite at times.
Yeah.
But now I need to make a better choice, mm-hmm, right, with every meal. And I started today, May 1, right?
Yep.
And day 1, good. So far, so good.
Check off. 1 point for you.
Every journey.
Every safari.
Of 1,000 steps starts with 1, right? Second, speaking of steps,
yeah,
500K May is back. Remember when I did this many years ago with a Fitbit?
So my company is doing like a Fitbit challenge.
Are you in?
No, because it's in Alpharetta. Oh. It's only my Alpharetta office. They tried. My employee's like, hey, can you do this? I'm like, yeah, but it says right here you have to be now. So like my boss and my coworker, so my employee like got everyone to do it. And I'm like, she's like all in. I'm like,
I think that's discriminatory.
Even Wendy's going to do it, I think. Found her Fitbit and everything.
Oh, that's placism.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right?
So, yeah, that's 500,000 steps or more in May.
In May.
Oof. That's an average of 16,129 steps per day. No day under 10,000 steps. In other words, it's about intentional movement.
Right.
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 I think that's the only way to get the habit to stick.
Yeah.
Next is run. So I will get steps while I run.
Right. That'll help.
My plan calls for 5 days per week of running, and that's got to happen.
Yeah, because you have a little bit of a race coming up. A
little bit.
A little bit.
Back to meditating. I stopped. I don't know why.
Meditation was helping you.
It definitely.
It set your mind straight for the day and stuff. Yep.
So daily 10-minute meditation. And that's what I do when I get up in the morning. So this morning, woke up, put on the app, the guided meditation. And while
I was in the shower.
In the shower, that's what I did. And then these other two are more about the mind. Mm-hmm. The last three are really about the mind, right?
Yeah.
So body and mind.
Yeah.
And I know this one's kind of hard to measure, right? Positive mindset. But
no one give you a sticker?
It's a...
No? All right.
High fives?
No? Okay.
Chest pumps?
Chest pumps. Sorry.
It's not an easy thing for me.
No. I don't know how, yeah. Right? How do you measure
I'm that? I don't think that I'm a negative person. Well, obviously from the laughter, you do.
No, you're not a negative person, but you do. I mean, you're self-aware. You know you have... negative thoughts come in, and
sure,
I think that's from depression.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and that's what I said.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. This isn't easy, especially when battling depression, right?
Yeah.
I've learned techniques, though, to overcome these thoughts and the inner turmoil, and I need to just put them into practice consistently.
Right.
And a lot of that is just walking away.
Yeah.
When something is bad, or laughing, or just not thinking about it, just going on, moving on. It was an immediate thing that I needed to do this morning, as the very first car that I came in contact with decided that it needed to ride the median to pass me. And I let it go.
That never happens to me when I take her to school. It happens to you quite often, I feel.
Well, this one got stopped. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, finally.
Good.
Finally, I saw the lights. I was like, finally.
About time.
It has happened.
Yeah, it has
happened.
It's
all about timing. I think it's, right. I just happen to go at almost the exact same time. Right?
Yeah.
And it, anyway. And then the last thing is support and offer encouragement to someone in my life every day. This is really what life is all about. And I kind of got away from being supportive and reaching out to people. So I don't think that I'm.
You're being more social?
That's the problem. That's like the corollary that I don't like.
Because you don't really like people.
I know. That's what's so good about social media. That's the one good thing. I could do this. Well, in text, I could do via text. That
right,
counts.
Right? Text, yeah. To pick up the phone. Like, are you talking about picking up the phone? Okay. All right. Because I don't even like talking on the phone.
No. If I need to, I will.
Yeah.
Right? If I think somebody really would need that.
Right.
But really, what it's about to me is that you just want to get the right mindset of people around you, right?
Right.
And trying to find different ways, if somebody's being negative, to frame the thoughts back. Like, it's not the acknowledge, and like, I think that is not what I'm talking about. It's more, hey, have you thought about some, if they're asking for advice, or if they're looking at something that you feel you could offer advice that would be well received, is, you know, putting it out there, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that just listening is a pretty good thing to do for people. pretty good.
That's a good thing. That is.
So that's the May.
I think that's
that's the May reset.
I think those are all good things. I will not be doing the 500K May.
Oh. Okay.
Was that on the list, or
will
I be doing?
Well, I was wondering if. I mean, I know that you'll do hashtag NPF with me. No processed food.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I did not expect you to run. Five times
days
a week.
That's funny.
You have a. I don't expect you to meditate. It's just not who you are.
No.
You have a pretty positive mindset anyway. Overall, you're a positive person.
Today, someone would say that I was not. Today was a bad day for me.
Well,
I got mad at people today. But yes, I'm probably, to much people's annoyance, I can be a positive person.
Well, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing. I'm talking about more the fact that, like, you daily just are a more optimistic and easygoing person.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
You just overall see life much more positive.
I do.
Circumstances will dictate all of us to lose our minds here or there. Right?
Yes. No. I do. I have always.
And especially.
But I haven't always. And we talked about this before. I haven't always been this way. I haven't always been this, you know, an optimistic person, but yes.
It's just hard for me to picture, right? Because you have been since I've known you.
Yes.
And it's been a long time.
It's been since probably high school. So, yes, it's been a very long time. And that was a very long time ago.
And I think that overall, you support and encourage others, but you might not reach out to them. But
no.
In general.
I have my core group of friends. And, you know, I think we're all kind of in that mindset. It's like, oh, you reach out when, you know. Randomly, but I have my, you know, very close friends, and it's like every once in a while I'll be like, oh, I haven't talked to her in a long time, and I'll just send her a text like, I sent one to Maureen on Friday night when we were all sitting around. I told her, I'm like, I missed you, because, you know, we're all sitting together, it's our core, and she's usually there with us, so that's usually what I do, but it's always during text. It's very rare, but my one friend Anne will try and call me, and I think she's finally got it that we're not. I just don't like talking on the phone. So, but yes, I do try, but I can get better at that too.
Also, just to be clear,
yeah,
I am not counting all my I don't even know what I was trying to say.
I don't
all know. The thumbs up. And heart emojis that I give to people on
that
the Facebook.
Count?
I'm not counting those.
Damn.
Proliferation is the word I was looking for.
That's a big word.
Yeah, especially for a podcast.
Big word.
You know, if somebody edited, we could just guide right by that.
They would never know. They would never even know.
I'm not going to do that.
No.
I'll put the music in. That's pretty much what I do. I cut off any long pauses at the beginning and end. I put the music in.
Hey. It works.
And that's what we go with. So,
yeah.
Hey, we've gotten 40 total reviews or whatever we said last
time.
We
must be doing something right.
That's not bad for 12 people. I don't know how you get those iTunes accounts to do it over and over, but it's great. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So, a lot positive going on.
Yes. May 1 in the books pretty soon.
Right. Well, it's a, I guess what I wanted to turn away from was analyzing what's wrong with me, because that could have taken two or three more lifetimes.
Ooh, that's a lot.
And I wanted to turn towards solutions.
Yes.
And that's really what my mind is doing. I'm not ignoring the fact that I've got issues. That's impossible. You'll be there to remind me.
No.
But I'm trying to turn away from
it. But yeah, you're not. So I think acknowledging it and then like, but you, it's like you got to have a plan, right?
Right.
And so I think that's kind of just, it's like now I feel like you have, you know, hopefully something that will help you. You know, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah, I feel good.
I want, you know, I like a happy Pete.
I do too.
Yes.
The kids probably really do.
Kids enjoy it, yes.
So... yeah, I'm kind of ready to turn the tide, and hopefully some others will come along for the ride.
I know. I just hope. I mean, so, you know, we talked about you going off the rails and stuff food-wise, and I kind of went with you a little bit. Not as far, I feel, but for whatever reason, I gained weight. I'm actually up from when we started our 120-day challenge, and it's annoying the you-know-what out of me, and I'm not really sure why. I honestly think water intake. I feel like my water intake of the last like few weeks has gone down a lot. Like usually I'm filling up my water once an hour, every couple hours or something. But so I think that might have partial. So I need to, and I was trying to do that today, but just didn't work. So, but it's annoying. But I know we have our family reunion, our family vacation in a couple months now. And this is, you know, for selfish, superficial, whatever you want to call it, but I want to look good for the pictures. Like I hate pictures because I don't like how I look in them, and that's why I don't take any of me. That's why I'm the one always taking the pictures. You know, you look at all our family vacation pictures, not a lot of me in there. And I want to change that. So
whatever motivates, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm like, okay. And my arms are one thing. So I actually started looking up, you know, we always talk about cross training and stuff like that. So I actually been looking up some like arm exercises that I want to do. Like if I don't get on the treadmill, there's like some arm exercises that I can get going to try and get rid of my flabby arms.
Well, I think that there's probably once you kind of get into it, you'll be able to do
right
both things, not daily, right?
Yeah.
But you'll be able to get some more yes stuff in there.
So I just, it's for me right now, work unfortunately takes over my life for the next 37 days. That's when our board meeting is. So unfortunately, that's my problem. That's my hurdle I have to overcome, is that I can't let work rule my life. But I need to make sure I keep my balance going. Like the last few nights, I was on the phone and working, and Michaela just wants attention. I mean, she's at school all day. She comes home and she wants attention. And you put her to bed one night, and that was great. And then the next night, I'm like, I got to go. I have to put her to bed because I want to spend time with her. I don't want to be working all the time.
Oh, she's a mama's girl for sure. I mean, and right prefers for you to do most things. I mean, every once in a while, I get a nod. But it's tough.
It's hard. And I also, I want to be with her. I want to play with her. I don't want, you know, to be on the computer till 11 o'clock at night, which is, you know, one of the reasons why we haven't recorded in a while. So I need to... And I go through this every year, and I think every year I'm saying I'm going to be better this year. So I'm going to say it again this year, and I'm going to try and do better this year.
Well, at some point, I don't know, we got to figure some things out, and we will, but you've got to figure out times for yourself.
Right.
It just has to happen. And exercises, it's not going to take the weight off, but it's going to make you healthier and feel better.
Right.
And so you just need to do it.
Yep.
And we'll have to figure all that.
We'll figure it
together
out.
Together.
We're not holding hands, don't worry.
No. All right. Well, one other thing. So completely
off topic. All right. Squirrel.
Right. No, I just wanted to send a thank you to the gentleman over at the Dudes and Beers podcast for the shout out, the FMC love.
Nice.
So really appreciate them. I would say give them a listen, as long as you're, you know, don't mind dudes and what they would talk about while drinking beer. They're fantastic. They get into some really interesting subjects, and they've started a lot more, like, they're going down a path of interviewing.
Oh, cool.
Like, comedians, like.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the guys was in comedy for a while, and I think, you
has
know,
some connections.
Maybe, but I know that they're interviewing some comedians and stuff. It's interesting.
Very
so,
cool.
But they're definitely not a PG-13 podcast. I just want to make sure, since we have PG-13,
that
they
not
know.
One.
They
Got
have
it.
They've threatened to maybe have me on,
oh,
which would let
my
me.
Gosh.
It would let me lose.
It would just let you go. Oh hell. Well, I should also say that Linda did my fact check, and there was my fact check last time was all good.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, that's great.
I should have started with that. So we'll, but she's refusing to get on, come on the show to do an episode, like a segment. She just won't do it
until you have your spinoff.
Until we have my spinoff,
100% views from the couch.
Well, that's
podcast.
Awesome. We love shout outs on other podcasts.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Cool.
So, I think that it's a small. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there.
Yes.
There shouldn't be. We're proof of that.
They'll let anyone do one.
But it's a small community, and I think it's great when, you know, us smaller podcasters support each other. I mean,
yeah,
that's
for
what
sure.
I know that there's a lot of people who listen to Endurance for Everyone.
Yes.
And listen to this podcast.
Yep.
And I think it went both ways, like
yeah.
where people found one way or the other, right? And I think that we would connect to some of the people who listen to Dudes and Beers in a different way, right?
Yeah.
And I also think that there's people who listen to this podcast that would find these
probably
guys pretty funny.
I would
so,
assume so, yes.
It's there's enough room in the podcasting world for everybody.
Yes, very true.
And pretty much I listen to podcasts all the time.
All
so
the time.
I'm always looking for good content.
You are.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Done.
Well, first we have to say thanks to our patrons.
Yes.
Right? I don't want to put that afterwards, because they make the show possible. Look, this is not a money-making endeavor. This is a hobby, which means that our expenditures outweigh our income.
Yes.
But the offset that we get from the people who are generous enough
for
that
whatever reason
that listen to this and go, we'll give, well, they might just feel sorry for us.
They probably.
We'll give them a few bucks, right?
They're paying us to go away.
We really, really, really appreciate it. It means a lot to us. So Amy, John, Christine, Linda, Rob, Julie, thank you very, very much as always. And if you want to join their ranks, check us out on Podbean, Fat Man Chronicles on Podbean, and there's a button there. All right. Now we're going to wrap it up.
Sounds good.
You've been listening to episode 71 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. If you're on the Twitter, the Instagram, or the Facebook, we're Fat Man Stories on all those. Email us if you want. Nobody really emails us, but a couple here or there. But go on the website, though, fatmanchronicles.com. There you can subscribe to get the blogs that I've been keeping up with every week.
You are being good.
This year. And also you could get some swag.
Swag it up.
Swaggy. What was that guy? Swaggy P? Swaggy,
Swaggy C.
Swaggy C?
Swaggy C.
Yeah. He
Big
was
brother.
On Big Brother, Swaggy. So swag it up. And then finally, it really helps if you leave a rating and review on your podcast app of choice, especially the Apple Podcasts. That's
what
really
dramatic is. Dramatic pause there.
I had to think about it because I was going to say iTunes, but it's not really iTunes. It's Apple Podcasts
it's
now.
Apple
so,
Podcast, yeah.
But we're on Spotify and Overcast and Stitcher and all the rest of them. So that's about it. Thanks for listening. Now get out there and be better today.
Not hiding, I was unsure, and I was really